It is important to set up one's motivation properly by thinking that I must achieve the complete, perfect, peerless Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. For that purpose, one should listen to this holy Dharma carefully and put into practice. The topic that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of the Vajravedika, the essence of the nectar of the great secret by Kuti Losang Chile Denpa Gyatso. So these texts explained under three divisions. The first one is the meaning of the title, second, meaning of the texts, and third, meaning of the conclusion. The meaning of the title is already covered. We are on the second one, which is the meaning of the text. So this has three subdivisions. First one is the door for entering the explanation. Second one, finally setting out the explanation itself. Third, the way of concluding the explanation. So among these three subdivisions we have covered, the first one, we are on the second one, and we are on the second one, which is finally setting out the explanation itself. So this outline, the finally setting out the explanation, is explained under two divisions. First one is the presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. What this indicates is that if you are out of this teaching, the conqueror's teaching, then the liberation, attaining liberation, is impossible. Second one is, says the presentation of the doors of the different sequences for entering the teachings. Although the Buddha Shakyamuni, the conqueror, the able ones, taught many varieties of teachings, yet they can summarize into two the teachings of the teachings of the Mahayana and the teachings of the Hinayana.
Mm-hmm. 데레바지 아니 대과 침보 달라스다 낭시히스 아니 유파로드 침비 대과 당스 아니 리브도르지 대과스 제네 니 송이 말이
And the Mahayana teaching is further divided into two. The meaning, the resultant Vajra vehicle, and the cause.
Yuparudu chimbi tekwa stangu patala.
Yuparudu chimbi tekwa. Okay, the meaning of the causal perfection vehicle, and the second one is the meaning of the resultant Vajra vehicle.
Oh, tenes chidu da. Tanda kausu papa kiyadu ani.
So, for this particular occasion, session, we will be talking about Vajra, Vajra vehicle, resultant Vajra vehicle.
Tandala nangasi ke ane, chaju, choju, ane nangjuri ju, nangjuri lana mepi ju, sijenita juti ye, yungu yo imbari.
Yes. So this resultant Vajra vehicle is referring to those four classes of tantras, such as action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and highest yoga tantra. The practitioners, when you engage in one of these tantras, one's continuum must be ripened by practicing the common paths. So the common paths are referring to renunciation, bodhicitta, and the correct view of emptiness. So one must have trained in those paths.
Da teni ani sanga dorje tikwala nyuga imbaris ani nyugo da wang imbaris wa.
Then once you have these common the foundations, then you can enter into tantra. And the entrance gate for Tantra is receiving proper initiations. So that initiation must receive from a qualified Vajra master, and one must understand or visualize each and every one of those visualizations during the initiation in order to receive a proper initiation. So once you have received initiation, then one must keep those vows and samayas as the foundation of one's practice, and in addition to that, in order to receive common and uncommon siddhis or attainments, one should engage in a proper yoga, such as if you're practicing action tantra, then you must, if you're practicing the three lower tantras, then one must practice the yoga with sign and yoga without sign in order to receive the common and uncommon siddhis.
Ta yude komal lami rabosina tene jerum da zorum nyam ne yarwa
And in case of highest yoga tantra, then your practice will be to engage in the generation and generation and completion stages.
So the
receiving initiation, initiation must be received by entering into mandala. Does it make sense? So in case of action tantra, the initiations that you receive is the water and crown initiation.
So then
the vows that you keep after you have received, you know, having received the action tantra initiation, is the bodhisattva's vows, right? You do not have tantric vows yet. So all the root downfalls, you know, one has to stay away from root downfalls and then secondary downfalls. That is mentioned in a sutra. In terms of the presentation of siddhis or attainments, tamzik, okay, samaya, stress, samaya, la,
no, everybody,
attainments, like, there are varieties, there are many, actually, many different types.
Tamzik, the domba, you check, car, said you, the chim, get on that, chavatala, and you run what you don't, and you murum what you don't, and
So what is different then? What is different different between vows and samayas, right?
Oh, did you that? The chavatala ane njuk murong wajig dans njuk goas kineta ni yungu yoyin sajiro.
Okay, that is differentiated. For example, there are actions that we should engage, and there. There are actions that we should avoid, and then there are actions that we must engage.
Oh, then you that juk murong wat ta ni wat ani thala mayu wat ni bangu yor wat ta bangu yor wat.
So those actions that we cannot engage, we should avoid. So one must abandon those actions, right?
Oh, then.
So when you stay away from, you know, negative actions, it's called the vows. So you're restraining from those negative actions. It's called the vows.
Right.
And then there are actions that one must engage, right? So you should, instead of staying away from that actions, one must engage in those actions. These are called the samayas or attainments.
Samaya
or samaya?
Attainments.
Okay, tamzik. Tamzik. I think it was pledge. Sometimes they translate as pledge.
Pledge.
Pledge. Pledge.
Pledge. Pledge. Yeah.
If you look at the Tibetan word, it's called a tamzik. Tam means you promise to do something. Tzik means the words, right? Tzik means you act according to your promise or pledge. Okay, you engage in the meaning of the pledge or something like that.
어때는지 제류다 담직당 아니 아 넘바송바 예사기하고 돈을 다 아 무릎도 고요인 말이라 봐 간다 아니 생 번에 자주도 보시나 다 생기당 안 재미지 난조 아 공비 토원에 세는 무릎도 야인 사리
So then how you accomplish you know siddhis or attainments here in this case attainments right That's in case of action at lower tantras, you engage in the practices of the yoga with sign and yoga without sign.
제대로다. 안 생기지 난조 냠슬리. 아, 난 받달아다 대인바리. 아, 대조라 또비 삼태당 대조라 무토비 삼태에서다 나시 인도가서.
So, Dejulatube something. Okay, there is two types of meditative stabilizations, right? A meditative stabilization, which is depends on. Hold on, please. Dejulatube something. Dejulatube something. Because it's something that the Gandharvaki.
Then the man rogo yoravanti.
Okay, let me find that out. Okay, I had something here.
That did you let me do so? Sick to what you do it.
So that's no come abiding. Something is a meditative equipoise, a meditative stabilization. It depends on recitation or on meditation.
That's 25.
No, 25. Okay. Right, exactly. That's right. Okay. So there are two, right? Depends on or not depends on recitation. You read 25 A B B C D. La. 단어가서 니시 쓴 거라고 자규
오래봤지? 내줄라 또 마토 마토가 니생도.
언제래?
내줄라 또 왜 삼태? 나 마토 왜 삼태?
또 왜 삼태? 언제래 삼태? 오케이. Can't find it. So strange. Should be this one actually. This one makes more sense. Okay, the performance, okay. The mainly taught is second disciples. Hold on, please. Okay, activities and meditative stabilization in equal measure by mainly doing the yoga.
So
there's the concentration depends on recitation, and then there's a concentration without depend on recitation. So, okay, that which is depends on recitation has four types, right? There's a four, yanlak means four branches, four branched recitations. Which is on page 8, and it's 25, huh?
You were in the right place.
Yeah. 25 BCD.
Oh, then you do that. And the did you yell like yes, yate? To sing the one day. And Daka yell like your was. Yendi yell like your was. And same ye yell like your was. Die yell like your was. Any ching the water.
Okay, so the four branched recitation are referring to the four to endeavor in the basis of sound, mind, self, and other.
What did you do? What did you do? The Yamsel and Bala Tomar any? Won't also song in La Tang, Tenny, Muye any? Hatuk.
So in order to practice this, one must finish the preliminary practices. One must complete the preliminary practices activities well or accordingly, and then the actual practice, the self-generation last night. Okay, the self-generation is done through visualizing the six deities.
So that
is,
and
one through this, generating oneself as the deity, then establishes the pride, divine pride, and clear appearance. So these are referring to, among the four branches, these are referring to the basis of self. Remember? Basis of self.
That is, Ndundu, Siravata, Yayin Kangla Sokwa Jie Nige, Patok Jien Rang Choto Jie Kangtar, and then don't check Gomias Yorba. Then Yenji Yella Yorbas, Yenji Yessing the water.
And then you generate the celestial mansion in before one's space, in front of oneself. And that is called the basis of other.
Okay.
Right, that's a front generation, and which is the basis of other.
Ta, Tiny Jigatani, Tukarlata. Rang sem David number gomba tela ane kar sing du sem la yorbi ge sing du wata.
And then the, this
kalo sem la yorbi ge yenak sing du.
And visualize the moon disk at the hearts, your hearts as well as the deity in front generation, which is called, that visualization is called the basis of mind.
Sem la yorbi yenak.
That is the similar jury yanlak, means the branch to endeavor in the basis of mind.
That he thing does, la karina ti, ngangrin kobate, drala yorbi yanlak.
And then you visualize the mantra garlands at your hearts, right on top of the moon disk, which is called the branch endeavoring in the basis of sound.
Oh, the dala yorbi yanlak.
Yanlak like. French endeavoring in this basis of sound.
Basis is in the dala yorba.
Okay. Okay, branch endeavoring the sound. Does it make sense? Branch endeavoring. Endeavoring. Does it make sense? Branch endeavoring the sound. Endeavoring.
Oh, tene chido ta. Ta yela yete tene sukpa jing ngozam to kundo wasa ta.
La.
Yela yebo te ngozam to kundo wasa.
So, okay, do you understand the four branches?
Tandi, gomtang de sibo jing de nduk sirwa. Di. Andi, nyamsu nyantang te. Andi, benchen lozang chujien jin zebi ane di. Jude ji nam yak nang la nduk sinduk. So
in terms of, you know, practice these four different branches of the recitations, which is clearly mentioned in the Panchen Losang Chögyen's text, The Grounds and Paths, is by Panchen Losang Chögyen. So, Geshe-la's will go through that a little bit, explain more.
So, what's in the Rani Har Sarvatala, same zone, the Gom zone?
So, here the main practice would be you are focusing upon yourself as the deity. You're holding the divine pride.
And Gab Gabsu say, and Rangdang Ravi Hata, Dunji Namkala, Karson Dun Sarta Shavatala, and
And then it says, once in a while, you may shift your focus to the deity that you visualized in front of you, before one's space, which is the same, similar deity. That one's this front deity, generation deity, and self-generation deity is the same, right? So among the four branches, okay, this practice covers two. Okay, basis of self and basis of other. Right?
That niwa karingo de tirawate karsere same ji yela yorwa tans rwa ane karse dai yela yorwa silabar wasta.
And then the third one and fourth one is called the two Denver in the basis of mind and the sound.
Oh, tiki deta bena ane. And the second observer. That is an dunche gisirva. Tuki it, yigi zugla mean the gomiachi don, rank ninki, yigi zugla gomni, mikwas, chenata, a ni yonki yori singdude.
So, in this case, you either focus on the mantra garlands at the heart of the deity in front generation, or you focus the mantra garland at your heart.
Right.
And then how do you visualize or meditate by focusing on the mantra garlands at the heart of front generation, deity in front generation? That is, that follows, it says. That follows, it's coming. Hold on, okay? Okay, here you need four of them. Four branches. This must be completed, the four branches. All of them. Means the sound, mind, self, other, right? The first, you dambo de karsa.
Ranil hai ngaje tar.
Hai ngaje gores.
Ngaje tu ha gom ni kiti ngaje la ane ni was gores.
One must be in the. One must focus on one's the divine pride. Well, one must have the divine pride presence. Divine pride must be present, he says. And also you visualize a similar or replica deity before one's face. These are the two first branches. Replica of deity.
And
at the heart of the deity in front generation, you visualize your mind in a form of a moon disk. So this is referring to the Denver, to Denver, to Den, how do you call it? Endeavor. Okay, this is really hard. Endeavor in the basis of mind. So the mantra that you're going to recite, you place that mantra on the moon disk. To the disc,
disc.
That is called the branch of sound.
So
here, according to this text, you visualize moon disc at the heart of the deity in front generation, and you place mantra garland on top of that moon disk. In case of yourself, you are not visualizing, it seems that you're not visualizing a moon disk and mantra garland at your hearts. In this case,
deva chetang tala ane zugla mikwa tang drala mikwa asas ngi yung dugas.
So the way in which you recite The recitation has two types. One is you focus on karsage.
Zugla mikwasi achigda, dijo sigda drala mikwasi asigni yungduksa.
One you focus on the form, the other you focus on observing form. One recitation you observing form, the other recitation you observing sound.
No chidita. Oh, tende na wosin bisona ndugro ba. Oh, tende sinto ta. Ta thala semteni serba.
Nos.
Ta gomya in sare serba. Dunche kita tukala. Dawa ngangting ko ni kro ba ta. Ano tsumla ano semteni gomya in sare serba.
Nos. So in this case, you are focusing on the deity in front generation, and also you are focusing on the moon disk and the mantra garland.
So
the three things to keep in your mind. And then, with this visualization, you recite the mantra. And then in terms of recitation, there are two types, right? One is verbal recitation, and the other one is mental recitation. So if you recite verbally, then your verbal recitation must be free from eight faults, right? The eight faults are already mentioned during last class.
Okay.
Lage.
Nyenpa ta lerongu nyenpa tabu.
Nosuke.
Jiwa inas.
Nosuke.
Ano lhat zowo di hingak, jibu rangbi indikiri singduk.
Nosuke. So, if you accumulate the requirement mantra, the requirement, how do you call that, the amount of, number of the requirements in order to, you know, finish your retreat. So in this case, you recite the mantra of the main deity.
Okay.
That is sufficient.
No, tala ta. Ngak tala ani yingdu chonga menche imba ina yingdu thang thang nyambi gitu na bum chin drum bum sa gok de sing tu.
So if that mantra is less than 15 syllables, then one must recite 100,000 times for each one of the syllables.
So,
let's say there's 15 syllables in that particular mantra, then you're supposed to recite 1,500,000.
That yingdu chonga yinchi rwada.
Nos.
Yinchi tang ta chuduk ni se gorwada samji soni gi bars.
Nos.
Tane ala ani bumsum sa.
Okay, if the mantra has more than 15, let's say from 16 syllables to 32 syllables, then you need to accumulate 300,000. No, a whole mantra.
300,000.
16 to 32, 300,000. Okay, about if the mantra has more than 32 syllables, like 33 syllables and up, and then the requirement number will be, required number will be 10,000. Required here is like the preliminaries, when you do preliminary recitations, right, to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
10,000.
Oh, 20,000. Oh, 20,000. Oh, 20,000. Then, kakhi la ngak rin wo chidao zhuk sibe na, nam
So, for example, the, you know, nam jia ma long mantras, long mantra, of Namgyalma is very long, right? So that kind of mantra, you only 10,000 is enough for your retreat. So Vajrasattva is, you know, there are Vajrasattvas, of types of Vajrasattvas for all the Tantra classes of Tantra. So it depends, you know, which class you are following. So, since, you know, it is said in a tantra, if you recite 100 syllable mantra for 100,000 times, then all your negativities and downfalls will be purified. 100,000 times for Vajrasattva mantra. That's why traditionally people recite 400,000 times.
Time. Then Soctor Dom, Servada.
Soctor
Dom, Sigdiogir of Carson Duxing do.
If you do the mental recitation, then one must restrain vitality and exertion. One must restrain from vitality and exertion. Restraining of vitality. Okay,
whatever.
I think Geshe-la's going to explain that.
Jeduta, ani dunche, that zobo ani rangdang ani dunche jila, ani dunche jituki ndawa ani ngangting yiga, semok chupa gojosarerwa.
Nas.
Miok chupa. Ti nani ta dunche dang ti tuki ndawa dang ani ndawi ting ngangting. Ani tala mignis, then you get the log with sort of that.
So, in this case, you know, you need to focus on the deity in front generation, a moon disc at heart, a mantra garland, as well as oneself as the deity, okay. So with this visualization, then you recite or read the mantra.
This you don't do much on. That's what you don't make sing do.
Okay, mainly you focus on the front generation.
What you check that? Then and the two in dawa, then gang thing la mix.
And then the moon disc at the heart of front generation.
Then you eat it and gang thing lock with it.
These three things, right? Front generation, moon disc, and the mantra garland. And then here you are not reciting the mantra verbally, but mentally, if you are reading that, you know, mantra quietly.
Mentally. And
hold your wind. Right, hold your breath. Yeah, this is called the restraining of vitality and exertion. Okay.
What is it? That then, that ugdangu to gurvas.
So once, then after some time, you have to let your breath go. Right, you have to exhale.
Oh, to do is then, rang hasar watalata sendu.
And then you, at that time, you look at yourself as the deity.
Okay.
Says.
Uketang wat.
At the same time, okay. At the same time, with your exhalation.
That then, ugnang de ngumni then longzong ni ke yang dunche kiti dawa tang dunche tang ani dawa ngang tang tala ming ni ke then yeji.
And then you hold breath again and focus on front generation, moon disc and mantra garland, and focus on the mantra garland, recite that mentally. Say it again. No, it just said you shift your focus to yourself. It says that's pretty much it. It's nothing mentioned about shifting the moon disc and mantra garlands to your heart. But this is we're talking about, you know, how you recite by focusing on the front generation.
How
do we recite the mantra by focusing on or observing oneself?
as
the deity.
So so ko tene og nang du ngu ba dang sen dun che ji tu ke da ba dang ngang thing se en so so ni ka la zu tang sen duk se lo.
Here it says at the end of you finishing the, you know, focusing on the front generation, then you inhale, right? At the same time you bring that moon disc and the mantle garland to your heart. Okay, here I'm not talking about the orders, you know, like first you recite the mantra mentally by focusing front generation and then oneself. But these two are kind of, you can recite alternately, right? But So if you're reciting this, you know, mantra mentally by focusing on oneself, then you should place the moon disc and the mantra garland at your heart. So if you're reciting the mantra verbally, then you focus on that visualization, on that object, the moon disc and mantra garland, right? And if you do the mental recitation by focusing on the mantra garland moon disc at your heart, and then you need, you know, the restraining of vitality and exertion again. And then this would be the same thing, that you hold the breath and then you're focusing on the mantra garland on top of the moon disc, and then you recite mentally or read that. And then you have to exhale, right, after some time, then that at the same time you visualize the moon disc and the mantra garland at the heart of front generation. And then you inhale, right? After some time you inhale, right? Inhale the breath. Then you shift or the bring that moon disc and mantra garland at your heart.
That's your heart.
And then hold the breath and then recite the mantra mentally. So this is the way in which you recite the mantra. This is called the recitation observing form. So here, in this case, you're observing the deity, moon disc, and mantra garland.
No, you don't shift.
So you do either verbal recitation or mental recitation. Either one, yes.
Geshe-la, it sounds like we should choose one way or the other for a particular practice, I mean, for that particular day.
Recitation.
Yeah. So we don't go back and forth. We make a decision. We're either going to focus on the moon garland at the front generation deity's heart, and then when we exhale, bring it here. And do you know what I'm saying? That we am I right?
Let's say it again.
Choose between mental and verbal.
No. The way I heard it, there are two different mental recitation styles.
Right. One is focusing on front date generation, Mundiskar heart, and mantra garland.
Yes.
Right. Second one is your heart. You place the Mundiskar and mantra garland, yes, your heart. You're focusing on that. You're holding the breath, right, which is called the restraining of the vitality and exertion. When you exhale, you move the Mundiskar and mantra garland in the heart of front deity.
So within one sadhana, we keep it one way or the other for that particular day.
That's your question, right?
Yeah.
The pena so so mik pa cheta ha down the tin chik chen de de yamna so so dun gel mik sro ke da wa da tin han tin le mik ane long gom che de jor ni so so gen ka ni
no de ba
dun gel mi a down su chik da da gel mi ni down su chik
o de ba
ti ti kan kar chen de go res
o da te da kar chen de ke go yo ro ba se 계단님도 가서 때 강아지에 다 수다 줘 봐서
디 배는 수정아 다운데 디니 찍지는 되고
그랬어. 어 찍지나. 아, 다 저거 닥치라. 미니기 지나 약면으로 봐.
Yes. But mainly it'll be better to focus on self generation.
예나 안에 대단님도 순든치 미국 쪽 녹스로 봐. 대조 연락이 많이 안 받다고 생각도가.
So here, since we need to recite the mantras, you know, with the four branches, right? So when you do the four branches of recitation, you need some way to move your a place to move your mundisk and mantra garland.
Right? Okay. That is what.
So therefore you need a front generation.
Of course.
What? Ah, jeda ah zobo nyemba dangdu se ne tu jun tis yor se dakche gom ni ke ne deva cha bas yor se. Tene dunche gom ni ke ne torman bor bas yor se. Ah, de tang tu jun ro tang tenis gres. Ah, de
kharche
sam de de. Ma ma jeta tang da ni chogan ro tang.
So okay, the general rule or the way of reciting or thinking about the sadhana is when you visualize self-generation, one must, you know, recite at that meditation period, self-generation time. And when you visualize the front generation, you make tama offerings.
No, you don't make sense. You know, you know, deva chiva dan choba mangbo nduks inta mundan nduks,
but there are some, you know, different sadhanas and, you know, different ways of doing that, so you can also focus on front generation and recite the mantra. Sergey
that tene tes gukhit ya tene drala mikhita deseva andate ene zugla mikwa se labarwa dijos ta drala mikwi dijos es yo imbar.
And then there is observing sound, you know, recitation, observing sound
keduta ane ha dang tin daba dang ane ti ding dabi ding ang tin yo raba
nare
thala mami kwa chene ane dradang chi gola dabi
Here, okay, when you do the recitation, observing sound, you merely focus on the sound of mantra, nothing else. But that is the your object of meditation, of focus.
Right? The Tabat in the was Dangdun Kudang Sitin Machi Loda Dangdun Kudang Toki in Tadetang Yige Sumla Mikte Yidi Tangs Yidi Chatan Yerba.
Okay, here it says
Tsigan Ni Loda.
Okay, it says the self and the front generations, the moon cushion at the heart, and the syllables, and it says
이게 숨 라믹 때문에
이게 숨 라믹네 오케이 it says okay the two the mental recitation observing the three bodies of
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So 강정 먼저 말라 그랬더니 뚝 지르는 거.
No, it's that's not the one actually. The next should be the next one. Right. Hold on please. 이게 숨을 믿니 세드락.
어, 당등 고당세 띵골 띵고.
당등 고 세드든도.
어, 띠 요거라든 이게 숨을 믿기 이디 당세. 지강 인도가네.
이게 숨을 믿기 이디.
당등 고당 토키인 다데 당세.
Okay, it's hard to go this order with that Tibetan text. But it says, okay, the mental recitation observing the three, okay, the self in front, the moon cushion at the heart, and the syllables. So that is the recitation observing form.
No, did you? That dalam video said in the thing the word. Nagdi dang sam lamik doa nis. Nagdi dang sam hila ming nigdoas.
And then the observing recitation observing sound is explained by this line which reads the recitation observing the mere turn of the sound of the mantra. Okay. Mere turn of the
so it's not merely focus on the sound, but focus on the mirror sound. That's really different.
Really?
Okay.
Mere turn of the sound?
Yeah.
Of the mantra.
Nice, subtle.
다니라스 다 타니 칸디 야르그르세디 럼바이 힌두스 담보틀라 아니 zugla mikwi dejo tangs ane niwa tala drala mikwi dejo sindwa
okay so these two are called okay respectively it says respectively the recitations observing form and observing sound
ochi ta tadak kapsus long kun jongjuk da damne long sem nangdun zimbala kamder soksor dams hebaris
So, okay, it says, during them, having restrained the emerging and entering of the wind, hold the wind and the mind inside, it says. In this context, this is explained to be the restraining of vitality and exertion. Okay, the vitality is referring to the wind.
So the
wind that you know moves in our body, right through the systems, through the opening doors, which is called the vitality wind. So that you're restraining of vitality. If you hold the breath, you're restraining of vitality. And then exertion is referring to your mind scattered or wanders to different objects. So here, in this case, when you visualize this properly, you are focusing on a single object, right? You're not letting your mind wander around, which is called the restraining of exertion.
And
it says, but it's different from the restraining of vitality and exertion in Highest Yoga Tantra. There's a big difference when it says you restrain, we restraining of vitality and exertion during the lower tantras.
Okay,
lower tantras, and then when we say restraining of vitality and exertions in the highest yoga tantra, there are big difference. But here in Texas, in this particular case, in the case of this particular time, which is referring to action tantra, right? So, but both cases, they use the same term during the action tantra. They use a restraining of vitality and exertion, as well as they use the same term during the highest yoga tantra, restraining the vitality and exertion.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you.
I was wondering.
No, it says, okay. Probably all lower tantras. But performance tantra should be the same as action tantra. In this case, in this particular one, would be the same. Okay? Not so sure about your...
My question was, he keeps saying action tantra.
You seem to frame this, Geshe-la seemed to frame this as the three lower tantras are different than the highest yoga tantra, but now you just said action, and I was asking for clarification about that.
That is during them, it says during this, or during them, it says here. The during here is referring to the action tantra. So we're talking about action tantra, right? I'm sure the performance tantra will be like this as well. But yoga tantra, I'm not so sure.
I was wondering if, like when Geshe said in the beginning of this teaching tonight, that it's necessary to have training in sutra before one takes these tantric initiations. That if it's similar, that...
Sutra, what did you say?
In the beginning this evening, Geshe said that it's necessary to have a foundation in different kinds of sutra practices, teaching before one starts the tantra.
Common paths.
Right,
okay.
Right, in the common paths. If also it is useful to have a training in these lower tantras before one does the highest tantra path, and if they can somehow be used as a basis for that.
Okay, that's a good question. Ken tanji di ngo ne song ju ngo ne ji song songs fa li ya chu ba la nga nyam le che wala an den dök am ne che be lam to mo wi kyu nge bar to cha wa chi ko re song songs
ori
che za di na sro ge thomas di na ti tanda judi oma dun zo ko lam le lo cha ha chor wa judi oma le shu ne ti nyam su le ya ti ane ha lam me len chu be ti ne cha gen dro gro ba dro ma ris
o ti da nga lam me len ju ko la se yin chi mi ni judi oma la chu go wa ti ne chi ma ris
so
ti ne chi ma ris
so that is different, you know. In order to enter a practice highest yoga tantra, one is not necessarily go through lower tantras. Okay.
Can one use this? Is this
a foundation?
Useful? Well, not as a foundation exactly, but can it be applied to that? ever.
And the nga tanda gyudyo ma jaya di nga lamye jaon di peju yorwes.
Oh, then peju da yungguru wasita.
It'll be useful, yeah.
Jene lai na ju. Ndala jangwa tanda lai na ju gumya tu sula ta gomdi yorwes.
Because if you, I can accomplish the deity yoga by practicing the Lord Tantras, then once you reach, you practice the highest yoga tantra, you are ready to do, you know, deity yoga practice. You already accomplished it. So you don't have to accomplish it.
I also I also wondered, I'll throw this one in, is I also wondered if one can do this kind of practice with just sound. Just the sounds.
What do you mean?
Like sounds of cars. You know, if you just... Yeah, with just this regular sounds that one hears.
You transform them into
practice.
Transform them into mantra, he says. Are you saying that?
Just transform
the life. Well, yeah, sort of.
Into that.
I don't... Okay.
To make that kind of...
I think he's not understanding. Can you repeat that? Can you...
I should say. I was wondering if you can also do this practice of, if you can also do this practice of this exchange kind of thing, or do you, generating self as deity, the self practice with the sound, with just ordinary sounds. If you're just in your day walking around, you can do it.
Deva chive kadule atne tat dram dram de yora chulo modike ro de gyagdo
no de
tenzo ne dikau si chu susu nyamlen jare yora wes gus
an do ta tere wase kyolam ji ne kawre bas
nas
kedu tandan de ne ta gom jam de yora bas
you can but
ne dala mix ya te Kangjong mangjong se yo mar se tanda karin go di la kari na di he ni ngak ji da dang chakpan mo ni he tanda mix yours.
Okay, you can but you cannot during the actual meditation session because here you are observing recitation, observing sound is only referring, that sound is only referring to the mere turn of the sound of the mantra.
Right.
It's text clearly explained, right?
Ta chiro ji dra ta so ani ngak ji dra dang smu si ati cholam ji nan jur ji kap sa rai sirwa.
Okay, so during the post meditation, then you take everything into practice, such as the noise of sound of the car, of cars. You can visualize them as the sound of the mantra.
Fine.
That is only during the post sessions.
Right.
And all the forms that you see, objects you see in during the post meditation, you should visualize them as the deities or as deity. Okay, Janet? Okay, so the difference between these two restraining of vitality and exertions is the during these, it says here, because here it is for the sake of quickly achieving calm abiding.
Okay.
So because of you holding the breath or wind, right? Because your mind normally distract or wanders because of, you know, the wind. You know, the wind is the ride, the mount of your mind, right? So by riding the horse of wind, your mind goes different directions.
되도다. 롱도 샘지 따르디요. 와서.
So the wind is the horse riding for your mind.
더 나도 좀 됐나? 아니 샘. 그 내찬도 봐야다. 펜토조를 쓰인 말이야.
So once you hold that wind within inside, then there is a great possibility to accomplish the single-pointedness.
어떻게 정말 나다 하이믹 받는 템보 용구리 쓰인 말이야.
So once you have that single-pointedness, then it will be very easy to focus on the deities.
하이믹과 템보 용구리 쓰.
And it will be very stable to your focus upon deities.
다 하이믹과 제잠 템바 대잠비드는 다말이 그 나중에다 곡토바 용구리 쓰인 말이야.
So that the more you have stable focus on deities, the more you lessen the ordinary appearance and clinging.
Okay. So in this particular case,
the main purpose of focusing or visualizing or practicing the deity yoga is in order to get rid of the ordinary appearance and clinging.
Clinging. Longer yorba dance, any? Hai na yor ni drag ni gomba zampiri se kamde. Soctor Domtang Dawode.
Nos.
That long long the zong, then the high in a your gomba tennis grace.
Nos. So, okay, here in this case, you are merely holding the wind and then focus on deity yoga.
Tena down, what in it? That gombi tutu deyan, senti ye gaps at the ne, gaps and gam ne gomki or the same brother.
So,
Gamnis,
okay, in the context with the signs. It says, okay, that practice starts with the yoga with sign. Does this make sense?
No.
You start to do that practice.
What?
The yoga with sign.
That then, what then? Say it now, yoga. Then do what? That lame las. So so dumb see other teres. That zatla ane or Roma dang Roma Changma sene. That some here go or what? Nala make nala.
So it says that whereas the highest yoga tantra. For the purpose of bringing the winds of right, left channels together into the center channel, center ones, it says. Yeah, center channel.
What do you do? 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 What do you do?
So, in our regular cases or normally the wind only goes into the right and left channels but not in the center channel. So the restraining of vitality and exertion is done during the highest yoga tantra in order to bring the winds of the right and left channels together into the center channel.
So there's
the main purpose of practicing that restraining of vitality and exertion during highest yoga tantra is to bring the wind into the center channel.
What? Goa Kari Tondre said you, then long, we know the hooks and a nay, 아니 아니다 아 텀바스 고구요 인파리 봐 텀바치 달라떼는 아 가르스 고리 다 오사르네 고구요를 쓰러 봐 오 티체도는 공구요를 쓰인 바리
So that will brings, you know, that practice, okay, that the restraining of vitality and exertion, that will bring the wind, okay, wind, because of that practice, wind enters into center channel, abide in center channel, and dissolve in center channel. That cause to produce or to bring the clear light
regularly. No, the country's great city, that or Rochanka long Omar Hugundus, then a long Nagonita long, then a be handsome to you as young could see duck to some whatever. Nagoni long Gias Yoruba,
not
it. Be handsome, you long Gia then.
Okay. The sign of the wind entering into the center channel is that you can exhale and inhale through nostrils, like right and left nostrils, that there will be the same amount, like they will, you know, balanced. Exactly, balanced.
That? We now the long neon du tene Nagoni Ug Jubat Chegri symbol.
When the wind, you know, wind bite in a center channel, remains there, center channel, then you do not have, you know, wind air from your nostrils.
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 Say it again.
Sign of abiding the wind in the center channel.
Get it up. Long. Terrible. Navy Dagla. Then Nagoni long could give a chagri somewhere.
It stops, you know, wind coming through nostrils.
No,
that means that.
Then be. Then your
belly, the stomach won't move.
It will.
Won't move, will not move.
That then, long, I mean, now the tongue will do. Then, there is that, Carsagori, tongue room to Charco Yumberita, Nanchi, Tosum to make in the can and tart, then.
And then with the wind, you know, wind dissolved into then the four emptiness will appears or arise.
Four emptiness.
So, did you see the difference, you know, restraining of vitality and exertion during the Highest Yoga Tantra? Is the purpose of bringing the wind of right and left channels together into center channel and increasing the clear light by means of inducing the clear light by means of entering, abiding, and dissolving. And then the clear light, there are two types of clear lights, right? Pei was, that means example clear light. And then the meaning clear light. Example and meaning clear lights.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to be. What do you need to do? Pay yourself at the team, what is it?
So okay, the example clear light is the clear light doni tonji so to be we say the clear light of So here, okay, so we have the Shundu Tavi Long Sim, the extremely, extremely subtle consciousness, extremely subtle mind.
Okay.
So that mind realizes emptiness. Okay. So initially, that mind realizes emptiness by means of inferential cognizance or through meaning generality. That is called the example clear light. And when that mind, subtle mind, realizes emptiness directly, then you have achieved the meaning clear light. So when we say the concentration together or depends on the recitation the concentrations that are together with recitation. Is there are four types, right? Four branches. So that is done through four branches. You understand that? Okay, we are going through actually outlines, which is on page 8. It says in the middle of that, I think that third paragraph, after below the action tantra. Title number is 2B 2B 2C 2B. Which says the concentrations that are together with the recitation. Now we're doing the second one, B, the concentration that do not depend on the recitation. Okay, there are subdivisions. First one is called the concentration of abiding in fire. Second, concentration of abiding in sound. The third one is not here. The third one says tarvatteru samte.
Dranti samte. Dranti samte. Danta tarvatteru vas. Teru samte. Danta tarva terbi samte.
Tarva terbi samte. Okay. Fourth one is called the.
Fourth kind also. Sumba.
Third one is called. Last one is called. Yeah. The concentration of providing the sound liberation.
Danta se du karse.
Dada tarva rva. Dada tarva.
Mama. Danta se alte karjulu.
Liberation of end of thought. Yeah, what did you say?
Liberation at the end of sound.
Exactly.
Okay, the first one, the concentration of binding in fire.
Andy, Zaban didn't do what? Niva, did you mutu something la, made on Danny, Danty something, some, said Wendy. That's my log, the tongue.
Okay. So it reads in regard to the second, concentrations that do not depend on recitation. There are three concentrations of abiding in fire and in sound, and then that of the end of the sound.
Yes. Otheje da tangbors nin karin da ting mei na rangsem chuji yin na rochig la na bangak di da dok la ming ni sok sor dong hin kom sem ba da
okay
dani ji samte gom tang ti him ka so mene ji samte gom tang ti him ba
for the first, which is referring to the concentration of binding in fire, inside a fire, on top of the moon, at one's heart, is one's own mind. One taste with the sphere of reality, in aspect of resounding sound of the mantra, through observing it, restrain, vitality, and exertion through familiarity. And there arises the external sign, a lack of hunger and thirst, and the internal bliss and warmth.
The wrong har sarvi in tukala and davi jingosam sim bariwa.
Okay, here it's easy. You yourself visualized as the deity, right? And you visualize moon disk at your heart.
Okay. O ti ting do tan be ho marwa da an manmi hitse tabasik tan samlotang sim sariwa.
On top of the moon disk, visualize a red light, it says red light at the size of the flame of butter lamp. Like the flame of butter lamp.
Size and what?
A flame of butter lamp.
The now the rank is same. Water and rank is same. Chuji in Tony Dabi or Roji the Huka Yimbalas Nava Nagi Dad Rock Deva, which you get Nagi Rock Deva.
Oh, the Kasarang Sim Wadi
Obe the Tongwani Chuji in Dangserwada, Roji Quak.
Was
be any rank Sim Yimbalas?
Was.
Okay,
that is one's own mind, that the flame of Badalam, and it has one test. How do you call that? Taste of the sphere of reality or emptiness. Okay, but in aspect, it is this karsagi. Ngaji dadokba. The sound of the mantra. Okay, the sound of mantra, like the sound of bell, it says.
Sound.
Sound of bell, yes. It's a mantra, but the sound, it making sound like bells making sound. Does it make sense? Yeah, bell make, yes, exactly.
TV does at the page of us.
Okay, that's exactly.
The latter rank a new bit so you mixing.
Then you listen that, you carefully listen that, you put your attention to that.
Oh, Tenegada, Adi, tea cups at the socks or dom sing to.
And then you practice the practice of restraining the vitality and exertion.
And
that's the way you meditate in this case.
That the combat chimbi tsayrab karayungu yor sedu, dane chiigu tang tsayrab utala da, rogok deya dang ane, kagum ya mewa chanku yor se.
So then the sign of this is tarchimbita of your completion, sign of complete this practice or completion, sign of completion is an external sign. One is no longer feel hunger and thirst.
And
inside, internally, you will produce kind of heat because you hold your breath, right? That because that brings heat in your
inside.
And also you have experience bliss, happiness. And in dependence upon this practice, then it will induce a special concentration. That's the way in which you meditate on the concentration of abiding in fire. So once you have accomplished this practice, then you can move to the next, which is the concentration of writing and sound.
Okay.
It says abiding in the sound is to meditate single pointedly through the observing the turn of the mantra. You have two lines in terms of
Tibetan.
So one, in this case, you yourself generate as the deity and visualize moon disk at your hearts. On top of the moon disk, visualize a small deity which is similar to yourself. At the heart of that small deity, visualize a light, a size of butter lamp, the flame of butter lamp. Okay, marmita was it can get. The flame of butter lamb. Like a flame of butter lamb.
Not the size, but
like. No, like, yes, like. Sorry.
Oh, you do. Size said you are my one, and my male, I made it on the Amanda Yunguri. Don't have one Yungur about it. That you do. Oh, teeth now do that. Rank is same, then Nagi dancer. A Takwan moon is rank same to the Nagi dance Takwan moon. And tell us, take the minute
and
gomes.
And the Nalos, the gun, where the Nalol?
Then, what about it? My made of the Nandu.
Okay, the inside of that flame, you visualize that the sound of the mantra, right?
Where's the flame? Inside the heart of the little deity?
A little deity on top of the moon disk at your heart. At the heart, there's a flame. That's inside the flame, the sound of the mantra.
Okay. Yeah. That's
probably right because it says like a bottle lamp, a flame of bottle lamp. Okay, here in this particular text mentions, in the root text it mentions that there's a light, you know, as a flame of bottle lamp, heart of stone deity, right? But other texts, you know, this did not mention. There's a text called Tantra text called Later concentration.
That
will be different. That's called the mape.
Amiga amala tena tiga machi se ano da achi se ano tiri lang mo duwe.
Okay, so here it says machi. Okay, ma something chima. Chima means later or after or subsequent. Okay, that could be another one. Okay, this same spelling will be a different meaning. It's like your mother's mother means the text is actually the root of the root text. Okay, Tantra, concentration. Root of the root of concentration. So that in that text it mentioned that the light as a flame of bottle lamp.
What name do that he now do on a rang the same? Nagi dance track on moon is on it. That telabits a kid do any mean it in a gum goris.
So then you okay, I forgot to mention one thing there. That you visualize the sound of mantra, which is your mind, inside that flame, that light. Yeah, it's your mind.
Oh, that is good. That, then the kasatini, this is good. Hinjang ke deva che bar jen thob ne tini, pani hinin do bar jor kiri zong imbar.
During this, you will achieve the bliss of mental and physical pliancy.
Quiescence.
I don't know.
But,
did you say pliancy?
Yeah, pliancy. Yeah. Okay, the bliss of mental and physical pliancy. Pliancy.
That?
Bliss of physical and mental pliancy.
Oh, tennis in the jet on Hini Dupturte, Dotchon Nihavana Yerechan looks in there.
So, the way in which you accomplish come abiding,
same name with Tabgula Tene, Dubiarechan looks in there.
Is exactly the same as that you mentioned in the sutra, that you go through the nine steps, you know, nine stages.
Manage something, or damage something, and all. There is here and was.
But it's in terms of the mikbar, object of meditation, you have concentration of abiding in fire, sound, and
당이 토크다
end of sound
야 아주 되지 다 단디 콜란다면 데스케 제지 제 안독스에 지마히 조치리서 봐
so there here are some you know more things to mention in this case but we will stop here for tonight
가서 homework 메 sorry
we did not have homework right last class was too late then we didn't give homework yeah But this time,
get it up. Yeah. Thunder watches. Anne, now don't stay good.
Let me give you some homework questions.
Get it up. That. Deju yenlak yigo nida rwa.
Yes.
Ani yenlak yigo nida karsuri deju jaya yinas. Ani yenlak yigo kani kani su.
So when we say, you know, recitation through four branches, right? What are the four branches? What are the four branched recitations, you can say? Yeah, a branch of recitations.
That? Zobo. Dunche ji lala mingnis.
Yes.
Ane, yinlak yigda, gone ene dijo chesur kande yinsir.
How do you recite mantra through the four branches by focusing on front generation.
Niwa.
How do you recite mantra through the four branches by focusing on the front generation?
Hmm. Brigzuma.
On
disk. Das sumbase. Sobo.
Third.
Rangil had jebala mignis. Da yelag yi gona ene. Dijo jesur kanis.
Third will be how do you recite mantra through four branches, mainly focus on oneself as the deity. Rege, so so la kye sha.
Ngore wa.
Nasu,
rege. Zobor tala tene.
Na zo lai mainly, nasu.
Da sum re zongas. Da yiwa ase, ane hubur diwa tang, yidi ni la che kare yo se.
Fourth question is, what is the difference between verbal recitation and mental recitation. Okay, when you recite the mantra verbally, it is said that your recitation must be free from eight faults. What are the eight faults?
That was last week.
I see. We've got.
Oh, did you? That took quite a while.
A sixth question.
Yeah.
Keep going. Okay.
That. 자주직감들 속설 돔 희비다 속당 쏘르바니 에간 제발 간절했을 바다.
Okay, during the action tantra, it is said.
During.
I said during. I don't know my pronunciation is right or wrong. During. I said during. It's during, it's actually D-U, but normally I say during. So far I pronounced it during. Everybody understand. But here you say during. During.
During action tantra.
There is a line which says restraining of, okay? Restraining of vitality and exertion, right? What What is different? What is different? What is different between vitality and exertion? And how do you restrain of vitality and exertion? That will do.
Yeah. Okay.
But do you restrain vitality and exertion? And what's the difference between them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. 장주 승조